Hey guys, this is Tucci the designer. Thank you for tuning in. This is my podcast. I'm talking about real things that's happening in the community with real people. So tune in. You might like it, you might love it. But for now, thank you for listening.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tucci the Designer. This is my show on different topics that's been going on in the community. And today we're going to discuss how death affects people. We mean death of like a friend, a spouse, a friend, a family member. And today I want to introduce a very good friend of mine. Her name is Lady V. And Lady V and I are going to sit here and she's going to, you know, discuss some topics on, you know, different things, how death has affected her. The closest thing that ever died with me in my life was my damn dog, my Chihuahua. But after that, I had my father pass away years later. And, that just really kind of changed my whole world. It changed my world upside down. So today we got Lady V, and let's all welcome her. Welcome,
what's
Lady
up?
V.
Hey y'all, what's popping? What's cracking in this bitch? I'm just gonna keep it funky with you. My mouth is very explicit. If this is not for you, I suggest you cut this motherfucker off or don't listen to it or whatever the fuck you want to do. But we gonna keep it gangsta up in this bitch. So let's roll, TT.
Okay, so today We sitting out, we having a couple of drinks, we chilling.
In the Pizzard.
It's like Labor Day weekend, you know, it's feeling really nice out here and we just relaxing. I just say, you know, let's just talk about some shit. Me and her talk all the time. We link, we vibe, you know. Okay. We link, we vibe, we do our thing. And with that being said, Lady B, I asked you earlier, I'm going to ask you again.
Yes.
What was your relationship with your mom like? Because I remember you mentioning that you guys had a really great relationship and she's not with us anymore. You know, God rest her soul.
Thank you.
You guys had a great relationship and I wanted to, you know, open you up to the public and just tell us what that was like.
Okay, as far as my mom's relationship, we were two peas in a pod. Could go to my mom about any and everything as far as sex, the first person I fucked, the person I fucked up in these streets, anything.
And like I said, I didn't have that. So I thought that's important.
Yeah, very important. At a young age, my mom taught me about sex at 7 or 8 years old. My mom was very, I ain't gonna say gangsta, but she was about that life. She didn't want me to be out here in these streets.
Lost.
And right, you know, kept it real. Even though my mom and dad were not together, they had a very close relationship up until the day she passed. You know, we all lived together. We are all Capricorn. So I can imagine, my dad and my mom had to live together, unfortunately, because they both got sick. So they had to end up living with me, and that damn household was a mess. But anyway, it was all love.
But y'all did
love.
The damn thing.
We
y'all,
did the motherfucking
y'all stuck
thing.
Together.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Yes.
But
so the relationship with your mom was open.
Very
so,
open.
So you felt comfortable as a teenager and
as in grammar school at second, third
so
grade.
So since time began, you felt comfortable.
Yeah, very comfortable. My mama never...
Let me ask you something. So you said you felt comfortable. So how comfortable were you outside of the house when she wasn't there? You were a comfortable human being?
No, unfortunately
so
I wasn't.
Funny.
Because I did grow up with my cousin. You know, we are 17 months apart.
The reason why I asked you that is because I didn't have what you had. You said you and your mother were open. Y'all had that relationship.
Right.
I was open with my mother, but she just always... She just made me feel kind of uncomfortable. Like, everything was, like, funny. It was a joke. She didn't think that life was that serious on my end, but I really felt secluded and closed up. And you saying you were open, and I didn't have that. So when I went out in the streets, it was like I was angry, and I was mean, and I was tough, and I was just... You know, I was angry because I felt alone.
Well, maybe because, you know, my mom wasn't the best. You know,
we all had our issues, all of us.
Yeah, there were times, you know, when my mom had her boyfriend and She wouldn't come home for weeks, and I haven't seen her, but that did not stop me from being able to talk to her about any issues I was going through. And also,
she would stop what she was doing.
Right. Anytime. It didn't matter who she was with, but that's one thing why I say we went through our ups and downs. It's because sometimes she would put her man before me. That's okay. How I felt.
You felt that way.
Right. And that's why I was closer to my grandmother than I was with my mom.
So let me ask you something. So how was the time right before her death? Did she slow down and she was able to
She
really,
had no choice but
and,
to slow
and
down.
So she was really there.
She y'all had were, no y'all choice were, but to slow
y'all
down.
Y'all were like, you know, a puzzle piece fit at that time. You know what I mean? Because she had no choice but to slow down, and you were there helping to take care of her, so y'all right. were close.
Yeah, but then things got kind of a little nasty too, because I would bring up shit that happened in my life when she was not there.
You wasn't over it.
Right. There were things that happened in my life as far as child
molestation?
Yes.
I had that issue too. And I
never told my mom.
Me either.
I never told my dad until I was in my mid-30s. And, yeah. You know, it's not her fault because I didn't tell her. You know, that's her brother that did that to me. Her boyfriend that did that to me. Okay. But I never blamed her because she never knew. I never told her.
Yeah, I have a friend that I know that just brought something up like that, and she just found out. Her daughter is like, you know, like 40-something years old, and she just found out that her significant other was molesting her daughter. And,
I'll kill a bitch.
Yeah, but she didn't know. You know, it's like 40 years later.
Yeah, that's true. And I did the same thing.
Yeah, so she didn't know. So I get where you're coming from. Now, do you feel like you closed a lot of doors before your mom's death?
No.
No?
No.
Now, the question I asked was, like, does Lady B feel like she had enough doors closed, you know, from the time her mom passed away? But see, the thing about it is, you know, this is my own perspective. I feel like sometimes, you know, God just closes a door without our permission. He has his own way of doing things, you know? And you don't feel like the doors was closed properly. Why is that?
It's not because of our relationship. It's just the way that my mom passed.
Unexpectedly.
And like I said, the day that she passed, you know, she was in rehab and in out the hospital for like the past 4 months. And the day that she passed, she's supposed to have been coming home on that Monday. She passed on a Friday. So when I talked to her that Friday night, I was like, Mom, and this was really fucking with me. That's why I really don't like talking about this, but it's cool.
Okay. We won't go to
No. We good.
You know,
I'm good.
Just on your terms.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
It's just that the day that she passed, and she kept calling me, like, Veronica, you got everything together at home? You know, because she couldn't walk. She had emphysema, so she was out of breath all the time. So she just wanted to make sure
that you was
that
ready for
everything
her.
Was at the house when she gets there. Yeah. And she kept calling me all day,
so
and I was like, Mom.
So you was expecting things to go back to normal slightly?
Yes, she was fine. She was like, Ryan, I just want to make sure everything, you know, my bed, shower bed is there, everything. I was like, yes, Mom, stop calling me.
And it probably hurts that you even closed out like that.
Right. But then I talked to her afterwards because I was going to go see her.
Yeah.
And I called. I was like, Mom, well, it's late. I got to work late. I got to go home and make some fish for my dad. I'll see you tomorrow. She's like, okay, baby. 2 hours later, I didn't even get the call. I just saw the telephone number come across the telephone. I talk across the TV screen, St. Joe's Hospital. So I already knew what it was.
You didn't think it was her calling?
No. My mom would never call me. She called me on my cell phone.
Gotcha.
She'll call me on my cell phone. So I was like, Dad, answer the phone. Answer the phone.
And Dad was there. What was his reaction like?
You don't want me to go there.
Okay. We'll skip on that.
You do not want me to go there.
Okay, we'll skip on that.
With his sorry fucking ass.
We'll skip on that. We'll skip on that.
No, I can talk about it. It don't bother me because fuck him. Okay. And you already told you how I felt about that. It should have been him. And I still feel that to this day.
I
And I don't give a fuck who listening and who say I shouldn't say that. I don't give two fucks.
Well, Veronica, we are all entitled to feel how we feel. I don't judge you. I wasn't there when this happened. I'm your new friend. I'm not judging, you know.
No, I know it's not true. I'm just talking about these motherfuckers that might listen to this later. I'm just saying. It's the wrong motherfucker.
But let me just say this though.
Because he said some foul shit to me.
But let me say this though. From the sounds of it, your demeanor is
hurt.
Listen, you're hurt, but you had a wonderful relationship with your mom.
Yes,
and
I
that's
did.
What I—that's what I wanted to kick it with you about, because okay. Yeah. I really feel like, you know, your mom loved you just as much as you loved her.
It's just the way that
you feel me.
Yeah.
Your mom loved you just as much as you loved
my
her.
Mom, what? And everybody y'all was, tell you that.
And y'all and I didn't even know you and
you
her.
You know, people in my community always like, I wish that I had a mom like yours.
This is what
you know what I'm saying.
This is the purpose of this podcast.
Listen, dope. This she purpose, was fly as
this
fuck.
The purpose of this podcast right now, because
okay.
They say that about my mom too, but there was some things that were missing. So when okay. I listen to your story and you tell me you were able to go with her for anything as a woman,
yes.
As women nowadays, we need that, because yeah. Our girlfriends, you know, they're friends, but they ain't the mother. They ain't
right.
Mom.
Right.
Mom, no. Mom already did this shit
yeah.
Already.
Mom was about that.
She
you
was about that.
It.
She
yep.
Did, she did this female life.
Yes,
the 20s,
was.
The 30s.
Baby.
She did that.
My mom was the shit. I'm telling
she
you.
She did that.
She was hoeing, and she did what the fuck she had to do for
she
me.
She lived what she had. And
you
she,
understand what
she
I'm saying?
She did what she had to do
even
for her
she
daughter.
She worked.
Yes.
She worked for the state until she retired. But she had the extra money because these my mom was the shit. These niggas love these. That she wasn't a hoe, but if you want to call her that, she was
she got what she needed.
She was a good hoe.
She
you
got
feel
what
me?
She needed.
Shit.
Yes.
Her mom was the
I like
shit.
It. I love
Bird
it.
Up.
I love it.
Like I said, I can go to my mom for anything.
See, you know what? I can identify with that because I'm a single parent myself. We know that. And I do what it is that I gotta do to do what I gotta do for me and my children.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But the problem is with me, I grew up in a family with my dad and my mom was married. So I'm not saying that's a problem, but what I'm saying is when I did become on my own as a single parent, I didn't understand that single parent lifestyle. And I had to understand it later. I'm still understanding, and I still get mad to this day because I used to seeing them together, and being a single parent is like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
But,
it's like, what the fuck is this?
But as me talk,
you understand
you know,
what I'm saying?
Off, yeah, but as we talk off this, it's a difference. Just because your parents are together don't mean they were happy.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't mean it was a happy household.
Right, true.
Okay, mm-hmm. Me and my mom and dad didn't grow up. Wasn't in the same household, but our relationship was off the motherfucking meat rackets. You understand
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
I never saw no abuse, none of that shit.
Okay.
None of that.
I witnessed so my parents fought, but they had each other's back.
Right. Okay.
No matter what. That's but they what's up. Did fight, and they did have their own shit going on. But what I'm saying to you is, the advice of being a single parent and dating men and things like that, there was no advice to give. They didn't give that to me.
Well, I never had advice as a single parent. Never. That's why I'm single now.
Yeah,
never
but,
had
but
shit,
what
that
but
fuck
you,
nigga.
But
okay,
you, but
I'm
you,
sorry.
But you did say that you could go to your mom.
And talk to her about
I
shit.
I could go to my mom, too. But you know what? I'm the youngest of 5 kids.
Mm.
So, when it seemed like...
And I'm the only child, so that doesn't make a difference.
Right. I'm the youngest of 5 kids. So, by the time my story came... It's like the talk
they've
of
They've been through it already.
And not only they've been through it, but it's the talk of the town, and it's a big fucking joke.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it's like, this shit isn't a joke. This is my real motherfucking life. I'm going through this now. Can you set me straight now? And it's like, everything is like, oh, she's going through this. And it's like, why is this a fucking joke? This shit is real to me. You know, I'm sure that if you went to your mom and you felt like it was a joke, you would be like, what the fuck? You
yeah,
understand what
I
I'm saying?
That.
Right. I felt like I wasn't taken serious. I was the youngest. Oh, she's just cute little, you know, Tucci, da 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 da.
Yeah, but sometimes I could not go to my mother. Like I said, she was not there all the time. Like I said, she would put her boyfriends before me. So I had my grandmother there.
Okay.
That's how my grandmother came.
I didn't have that. My parents both came up from down south, and they had limited family here. So, fine, you fine. Go ahead, do your thing, girl. Get comfortable.
I just had to get this little ass cheek ready.
It's okay. We in an uncomfortable spot, but we doing a story that is real and comfortable. You know what I mean? Now, with that being said, my parents both came up from the south, and my grandparents were down south. However, they died when I was young, so I don't even have no recollection
knowledge
of them.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So my relationship was closed into just my immediate family. And with that being said, you know, we all fight to this day. Like, they may have my back if some shit go down, but the real deal is that I don't fuck with them and they don't fuck with me. Mm. And that's it. And this is the truth, and I hate to put it out there, but that's what it is. But
fuck them hoes.
Fuck them. With that being said, at this point, I feel like I was being taken as a joke, and I think it's just so great how you and your mom had a great relationship. So what I'm going to say to you is this. How has life been without her?
I know
it's a big, because I'm going to start off with this. Like, you know, me and my dad was real close.
Right.
I don't feel like he laughed at the things that I went through. I feel like my dad was on some shit like, look, you need to do this way
get
or that way.
Together.
Get your shit together.
And we always
do
say,
this shit this
my
way.
Dad the
he
same
was he
way,
was a
bitch.
He was a Taurus. He was a serious man. And he was like, do this shit this way, that way, or you're gonna be fucked up.
Right.
You know, and he's like, I'm telling you, you know, and he was on some shit like that. And it made me cling to him. I clung to him. And I did things. I operated like
him. And
that's
why you're learning the shit that you're learning and know the shit that you know. And that's some shit that my parents never taught me. See, this is something. And I'm going to say this. My mom and my dad, I'm going to tell you right now, they never taught me not about even having a savings account. Okay? I learned that shit from my best friend in high school. At the age of 17 years old. That was my first banking account, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know about saving no fucking money. I wouldn't know about no goddamn credit
scores.
Knowing
your dad now and remembering your mom, why do you think that they didn't offer you that information? Were they not?
First of all, my mom didn't give a fuck about shit like that. She never had no fucking bank account, none of that shit.
But she worked for the state, so you
yep.
Think
she spent her fucking money and spent it. She spent it on me. I'm going to get shit for my daughter fucking savings account. She never was taught that. My grandmother never had no shit like that. You feel me? So she spent her money.
You're not the only one.
Okay. And then my dad knew it. But I didn't grow up with my dad.
Okay.
In the same household. Even though he was in my life.
You were learning from
what? I was learning from
you got into the household with him later.
Yeah.
When you were grown.
Yeah. Like 4 years ago. When he had a stroke.
Okay. Okay,
but my dad was always in my life.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. My
but
dad
he didn't
took
contribute to the things you probably needed at the time, like those important things. Those
right, like shit right now.
Learning.
Your financial stability and buying homes and, you know, shit like that. He never taught me shit about that until I got older to ask him about this. But my dad got stuck in all types of shit.
Right.
But he should have taught me
age. But you know what I feel, though? I don't know what it is. Certain men look at the females as you're a female.
That's how my dad look at me
and
to this day.
And you get a husband to do all of that.
Yeah, but he's my husband right now because I'm taking care of his ass because that motherfucker only want to give me fucking some of the fucking half of the bill money.
But the thing about
the
it is that
topic.
I get it because you're being real right now. But the thing about it is this, is that they didn't realize back then that the world was changing. A lot of us
That motherfucker think rent's still $600 for a four
bedroom.
No,
it's not. It's not. Yeah. And a lot of us are single fucking parents.
Well, I ain't no parent no more. My son grown as fuck.
You still
fuck
a
that.
Parent,
fuck
but
that. I ain't got to worry about his ass no more, though.
Okay, but listen. A lot of us are single parents. They just be keeping it too much. Like, I'm trying, you know, I'm going to keep this fucking feng shui going a certain way.
Oh,
I don't
I
give
the
a...
the feng shui.
The
yeah.
feng shui
doesn't
is good.
Doesn't it feel like a feng shui?
Yeah, this is like the weather. Let me tell you our scenery right now. We got tall-ass motherfucking trees. It's
Word
the, let me give you the vibe right now. It's the end of the summer. It's Labor Day weekend. Okay, B is wearing this banging tube top bell-bottom set with some ribbon fucking shoes, okay? Looking cute. Bell bottom down, okay? Hoop earrings, sunglasses. She's sipping on
some strawberry Moscato.
Strawberry Moscato.
Yeah.
Now let me give you my feng shui, okay? Ow. Okay, I'm wearing athletic gear, bright ass pink Air Maxes, some Spanx liquid leather tights, and a pink top. And the wind is blowing.
With her beautiful afro,
I got my natural
baby.
Fro.
Yes.
My eyebrows have grown in this summer. I am feeling this air. And it's just banging out here. It's dark as hell. I'm looking out for skunks and raccoons.
She good.
In the process, okay? V got her cigarette lit. I am drinking fucking Honey Jack and Dr. Pepper. Okay? We is just fucking chilling. There's nobody out here. There's two cars, mine and hers, and there's a few cars rolling through. And when I tell you we are enjoying this breeze, oh my goodness, it's about 73 degrees out here.
Yeah, a nice breeze. Yes.
With a nice breeze. It was hot today, and it's feeling good. Okay? And we owe it to our damn selves because we work hard as hell. I work hard as hell taking care of my shit. And we just relaxing, kicking it, okay? So we just giving you an insight because we're real people.
Yep.
Going through real shit.
Damn Skippy.
Okay.
Because I'm still going through it.
I'm going through it too. But I'm doing an interview right now. And I'm just loving this vibe right now. The feng shui is nature. It's pretty girl nature right now.
It's nice as fuck. I wish it was daylight.
Yes. But you know what?
It's all good.
The days is going fast. The pandemic kind of set a lot of us back. And it fucked our summer up. Because we thought we was having hot girl summer. But it's all good. We're going to get that back. But
God said no hot girl summer for you bitches.
No hot girl summer
Not this summer,
Not this summer, hoes.
Stay in the house, hoes.
Stay in the house, bitch. Okay? But it's all good, though, because we still got out, and we're going to enjoy this shit. Now, back to the topic at hand. Now, I feel as though, I'm going to put my little part into it, and then we're going to get back to you. I feel as though my father dying, he died in 2010, and I don't want to say we were, like, so close, we were butt buddies, but you know, when I look back, you know, my dad had my back, and even if he, we're still rolling, V.
Make sure they can hear you.
V, this red thing here, we are rolling. We are live.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Cause you told me how to roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're live.
We're good, bitch. Okay.
We good.
Ahead. Continue, baby.
I really, really, truly feel like my relationship with my dad. You know, we had our ups and downs. He was a one-of-a-kind motherfucker, and he would tell you where to go, what kite to take, what boat to get on, to ship your ass the fuck up out of here. Okay? You know, that's the type of nigga he was.
Oh,
but he would give you some good advice, and when he was off his Absolute and Newport cigarettes, he was fucking chilling. He was cool as hell. But I feel like after he passed away, I learned the real in other people. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was quiet, and I was the fifth child, and I was oblivious to what the fuck was really good and how people was manipulative and how they really felt about me. And just him passing away, it's like the ugly came out. And it's all good because, you know, that's just the way shit go. Right. You know, and for years, I felt so motherfucking lonely.
And I still feel lonely. I miss my mom.
I felt lonely as hell. And I felt like, jeez. Like, I just felt like, I don't know. I had a breakup the year that he passed away. My kids went to live with their dad. And I was alone. My dad passed away. I was alone. And I just felt like life was fucking over. Like, game over. That's how the fuck I felt. You know, and every time I went to somebody to try to cling to them, the real came out. It was like God was like, nope. Every time I tried to cling to somebody new, God was like, nope, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. And I just was like, I really think God just wanted me by myself. And that's what happened. I ended up moving out the state, you know, meeting some people who were in church. And I got right. with the Lord. That's what happened to me. And that was the only person available.
Well, I never got right with him.
You know, it happens when you least expect it. Me, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I left the state, I wanted it. But I realized when I was in Jersey, nobody invited me to church. Oh, I'm going to invite you to my church one day. Yeah. I'm going to invite you to this. What the fuck you mean that. Invite me? Motherfucker, I'm going through a crisis. I need God. What are you talking? You don't just invite people.
You're supposed to be there and guide you.
You give them this. Even if you don't want them there, right? You just give them the path.
I need some Honey Jack.
You just give them the... I told them I was drinking Honey Jack. Just give them the path. You just... That shit gone. This the rest of it. The Honey Jack is done. But you just give them the path. You don't have to be there for people, you know, if you can't take
right.
it. If you can't take it, give them over to God. You get what I'm saying?
And that's why I want to be around people like that. Don't give me over I'm to done. Nobody because you're not genuine.
I'm done with that. Yeah. I'm done with that. But what me I'm saying too. Is that's how it was going when I was here in New Jersey. And I felt so... And here's the kicker. I'm going to give y'all a little insight of the past of me and V's, you know, relationship. Here's the kicker. It took me to go all the way out of the state, meet some other folks that were, you know, prayed for me. That prayed for me, you know, brought me into their churches and things like that. And I decided to come home. And when I came home and got to work back home, I met V. And V told me I met V and our other friend D. Who was upset. V was upset about, you know, her mom passing away. And by then, what year was that we met? 2017?
Yes, we in 20, yeah.
So I was 7 years into my dad passing away. And V's mom just passed away a few years prior to that.
Right.
And when we got to kicking it and talking, I was able to just talk to her and say, you know, it's going to get better and it's not going to be the same.
She was my help. She's the show that I cried on.
It's not going to be the same, but it's going to get better. And we was able to connect with that.
Yeah.
And that's big because, you know, people don't realize, like, when you're going through something, you could just off yourself. You could just be like, yo, I'm done with this shit. And I know it sounds crazy. And it's not that you said that or I said that, but there was times that I was so low that I was like, damn, what the fuck?
I was ready to kill myself.
I was low, and I was like, where is this going? I was like, where is this going? What's coming out of this? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, my mom was still living, but
my dad was still living, yeah.
But she lived with the family, and they weren't letting me see her. And it was like, but dad is gone. And it was like, dad is gone? Dad's gone? The house that we lived in since 1968 is gone? It's gone? The one out there, you know, it's gone? And it was just like, what is life? It was like, I was a visitor in my own fucking life. That's how I felt, bitch. I felt like I was a visitor in my own motherfucking life. And it's like, how do you go from living to being a visitor in your own life? So when I met you and you told me you was hurt, I came out of a hole. And I said, if God could pull me out of that, bitch, he gonna pull you too. I ain't no better than your ass.
And I think if it wasn't for you, Sashiba, on some real shit... Because I have other girlfriends.
Speak up. Let them know.
That I've been knowing for years. And I would go to them and they kept saying, you strong. Bitch, I know I'm strong.
But I'm hurt.
But I'm going through something right now.
Yes.
If I'm telling you right now, I'm about to take some motherfucking pills and fuck life. And you going to say, Veronica, no, you stronger than this. Bitch, I know I'm stronger than this. But right now I'm not strong, ho.
I'm sad.
So come... Help me.
Right.
That's what I'm asking for.
Right.
So if it wasn't...
Okay, bitch. Here we go. We're sorry, but we got disconnected. But go ahead, V. Continue what you were saying.
So, like I said, I was at the point where I didn't want to fucking live. You know, because I felt so bad how my mom passed. And
you didn't understand.
The last conversation that we had. And she went like that.
You were expecting something different.
I was distraught it. You feel me? And I'm a drinker, okay? I drink. But
we
when
all
that
drink.
Happened, I OD'd.
Okay.
I OD'd, like, to the point I think I lost about 20 pounds in a month. because I didn't want to think about it. Wow. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I met Toshiba,
I don't take credit for that.
And I was able.
And just for the record,
you need to take credit for that.
Let me tell you something.
Because I didn't have nobody to reach out to. I didn't have nobody to cry to.
I don't take credit for that because I truly believe that God moves us around and put us in places to be in certain places for certain people.
Right.
So that is not my doing.
That is your doing because you were there. If I never met you.
He put me there.
Okay, he put you there. So if you wasn't put there, then I probably wouldn't be on this earth right now. Because you don't know how I was feeling, Toshiba. Like, literally, I had pills. I had Percocets. And I was going to just down them shits with
bad.
Some motherfucking pint of Smirnoff.
For the crowd, this is new to me. And I'm trying to hold back my tears because I feel like I want to cry because I really didn't know it was that bad.
It was that bad.
But this is what I was trying to explain is that people don't know how bad off you are. Not you, but just us.
People in general, just like walking.
God,
he just passed away. Everybody didn't know he had cancer. And they picking on this man because he was losing weight. And he's going through shit.
Yes.
You never know what nobody is going through.
So stop the bullshit, everybody.
For real.
And start to be there for people because, you know, we got to hold each other up. So what I'm
saying.
That's
facts.
We got to hold each other up. And even if you is somebody who may annoy you or you don't want to be around them. Just kind of dig deep a little bit and find out what is the real fucking root of the problem.
Need to find out what the fuck is wrong with my father.
What's the root of the problem?
We gonna make someone laughter right now because that nigga crazy. Okay, my dad is crazy
as fuck. We gonna close out soon.
Okay,
we gonna get back into that, but we gonna close out soon. What we gonna get into now is I was trying to get into how has life been for you since she's been gone.
Okay, so
what I want to ask you.
It'll be 5 years.
It'll be 5 years.
On the 30th.
But talking to somebody who just went through some grief and some death, and you are 5 years in, what can you offer someone who just maybe lost their mom, dad, cousin?
Find somebody to talk to. Gotcha. Find somebody that's gonna listen to you. Find somebody that's gonna understand. I don't give a damn. It was 5 years, one day, 25 years.
24 hours.
So take. And listen to you what you're going through. Because I don't give a damn. Like I said, it could be my dad. Okay? Even though what we're going through right now, if something was to happen to him right now, it's going to take
one thing I forgot to mention. This is way off subject. Lady B just got this fly-ass haircut.
Oh, fuck this haircut,
this
bitch.
Shit is curly and cute, and it's shaved on the side, and she has a purple tint to it, and the wind is blowing through her nice cute curl. She says, fuck it, but I love it, because I want to get mine done, too. But I just wanted to put that in there. But anyway, find someone to talk to.
Find someone to talk to that's going to listen. That's the key. Because you can talk to someone, and they'd be like, okay. Because I've been through it. Like I said, my girls... from goddamn grammar school. You know what I'm
saying?
They
know what to say.
And I can understand that.
Yeah.
But bitch, don't tell me that I'm strong. You won't get over it.
That's
you
what
ain't
I don't
lost
like.
No fucking
see,
parent
see,
yet.
See, you didn't
okay?
know. You guys can't see us, but Lady V is how tall are you?
6 foot.
She's 6 foot tall, and
250 pounds.
I'm right up under her.
And that's why they think I'm strong.
I'm about
fuck all
I'm
that.
About 5'9", 5'9" and a half. We're some big tall girls.
Yes.
And people look at us and be like, "Oh, you're strong,
right?
Man, fuck that. Yeah, I got
that's the
feelings.
Physical.
That's
right.
I got feelings.
Right? They don't understand.
What about
that
my
shit?
Feelings?
They don't
you know,
understand that shit.
And that's the bullshit that people don't understand. They look at you like you this big, strong, beautiful Amazon
stallion
bitch.
And
stallion.
Shit. Yeah, I ain't Megan,
even,
bitch.
Even Megan was crying. Let's get
exactly.
it right. Megan was crying.
Exactly.
She lost her people.
She got shot.
She
and
got
lost
shot,
her mother.
And she was crying, saying, "I lost my mother,
right.
my grandmother, my
yep.
father. I
yep.
have nobody."
Yep.
And people don't understand that, and they be so jealous of your strength
right.
and your beauty.
Like, you don't supposed to get weak. Like, you don't supposed to cry. Like, we are men, and men cry. The fuck?
Men cry.
Bitch, I will fuck you up. Okay?
Yes.
I can't beat everybody, but I will try to.
Nah,
but sometimes we need somebody to lean
we
our
do.
Head on.
And
my girl right here allowed that. And I literally leaned on her shoulder and cried.
You got me clenching my heart.
For real,
you
I
know
cried.
Why, you know why you got me clenching my heart? Because I go through things too, and I be trying to be strong.
And I tell you that too.
I be trying to be so strong.
We are not that strong. We human.
I be hurt too.
Shit. We the Incredible Hulk, but we females, bitch.
We females.
Okay, that part.
We need strong men, though, you know?
Oh, that's another topic.
That's another. We're going to leave that shit alone.
Yeah, we're going to leave this shit alone. Goodbye, bitches. We're done. We about to go get some dick tonight. Bye.
Oh, God. But listen, with that being said, my question was, how has life been since? You said find someone to talk to.
Right.
And here it is. What year was that your mom passed away?
It'll be 5 years on the 30th.
So 2015?
Yep.
Okay. So what's been going on lately since then? You have been...
celibate.
Okay.
Well, I've been celibate before that.
But okay. You've been living your life. You working
living,
and
I'm
doing
working,
your...
Taking care of my dad. Yeah. My fucked up ass son... That's another topic. Oh, we got a lot of topics.
Yeah,
to
we're gonna come back on it, but we're trying to stay on this one for now.
Okay,
but we're gonna
so
come
I'm
back.
I'm good. I still get my days when I think about
it's
my mom.
Gonna hurt.
And it hurts me to
it
the
hurt
core
and
of
you
me,
still miss
but
her.
But it gets better.
And you still
it gets
miss
better.
Her.
Yeah, I miss my mom and she always say, "You're gonna miss me when I'm gone."
And
I
think and that shit is true.
And every older person always say that because
that shit is true.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yes.
And she ain't never lied.
Yes.
She
it's
ain't
true.
Never lied.
It's true.
For real.
My dad never said that to me, but he was just this Renaissance man. Like we never thought he would die.
Yeah.
We just thought he was always gonna be there.
That's how I think about my dad.
Yeah,
he think he like that too.
And when he passed away, it was a shock because you know for us, what you see something?
No.
Because we out in the wilderness.
No, we good. I'm looking.
We in the wilderness. I'm like, do you see a skunk? A motherfucking
we
raccoon?
Good.
I'm
good.
Like, what is going on here?
Oh, it's mad cars up here.
Huh?
It's mad cars up here.
Oh, it's other people up here.
You see them cars?
Hell no.
You
I only see yours
and
mine. I see the red
they
light.
They dark.
Oh, I don't see them.
It's like,
okay, so listen, we're gonna close out soon.
Right
we're gonna close out soon. So listen.
We good. I'm saying
V is doing better. V said she, you know, had a shoulder. She said that she had my shoulder Leon, and I didn't think I was doing much. You know what's funny is that the whole time we were talking and she was telling me about her mom, she was upset. And I was like, I didn't realize that she was weird. No, I knew why, but I didn't think she was that bad at all.
Oh,
I thought you were strong too.
But I still had
your back though because I said this girl hurt and I was there.
Like
I was there. My friends wasn't either. When my dad died, like, you know, people reached out on Facebook and here and there and was like, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your dad, but just holding that.
Yeah,
my dad was everything to me. I didn't say that. My dad was my motherfucking... When I went through some shit, I went through him. I didn't even like the shit he would tell me and advice he would tell me.
But you'll listen to it now,
but
though, right?
Let me tell you, now that he's gone...
Yeah.
OMG. Yeah. Now that he's gone, it's like,
exactly.
What would Bester do? My father's name was Sylvester, but what would Bester do about this? Yeah. And the answer will come to me. He was genuine. He loved us. He was family. He was genuine. He made sure the bills was paid. He made sure everything was taken care of.
Bills were paid. That's
yes,
the key.
Yes. He was genuine.
As a man. Yeah.
He was genuine. And he kicked us in the ass and said, you're going to be in this house. You're going to work, go to school, do something.
That's
you know.
Right. My dad taught me that too.
He was genuine about his shit. So with that being said, I don't meet a lot of genuine people. Now that he's gone, it's like the phony is all up close in general in my face. And it's like, damn.
Baby.
Okay. So we gonna with that being said.
We got a lot more to talk about. We got a lot more topics.
We got a lot more things to talk about and topics. And we're gonna post this video soon, this podcast soon. And like V said, get somebody to talk to. Don't give up.
Right.
It's hard.
It'll get better.
Death is the inevitable. We all going
gotta
there.
Go through it.
I'm posting this podcast in hopes that this will reach other people. And even when I'm gone, somebody might listen to it. You know what I mean?
Because
we all got that date. We don't know when.
When? Or how?
or what?
That's,
you know,
my scariest part.
Yeah, we all got
a fire,
me
bitch.
Drowning.
Yeah, I'm gonna drown.
My that's shit is drowning. I just
too.
Hope I never drown, because that's,
girl,
my shit.
Yeah.
And I love water. I love the ocean,
I
lakes.
I love water with my feet, bitch.
I love oceans and shit. But it's like, please, God, don't drown me.
I just want to die in my sleep. I just don't want to ever wake up again. That's how I want to go. But that's God's plan.
That's God's
that
plan.
Go to cops. Gotta go. Is that the cop?
No, that's the motherfucking slingshot. They driving that dope ass little fuck.
Oh, that's
no, that's the cop right there. Look, right here. Okay, let me finish my shit.
Oh, no, let's see where you going.
He coming to here.
Oh, yeah. No, he went straight.
He coming around in here.
Oh, we got to kick all these motherfuckers out. I don't.
Okay.
I don't understand how you.
But anyway, with that being said.
Oh, it's I'm been sorry. We in the park. Shit.
They're about
to kick our asses out.
They're about to kick us out. But it's been a beautiful night.
And it was a nice discussion.
We're going to have more. And I so enjoy my friends. Like, you know, like I said, last week we talked about relationships. And this week, you know, we talking about death. And, you know, we got feelings. We are people. We are human. Because like we talked about last week, V wasn't there. But they mentioned about how, yeah, the skunk is wowing. He sprayed up here.
In the news,
they talk about a lot of celebrities and their issues and problems, but those are rich people problems. We talking about us.
Rich people have problems too.
They do, but the thing about it is, we're coming from a real people point of view.
They're real people, just in the limelight, but we're
living like regular lives out here. But what I'm getting at is this: death is the inevitable. It's gonna happen. Sometimes we gotta expect it. That's number one. Number two, get somebody to talk to when it happens to you.
Yes.
And number three,
I strongly recommend that.
It's not just you. And with that being said, we're going to close out. Remain in love. And Lady V, you got some closing?
Nope. Goodbye, bitches.
Good night.
Hey, guys. This is Tucci the Designer signing out. I really appreciate you guys for listening. If you're interested in doing a podcast with me, I would love to meet you. So just contact me and we'll do the damn thing. Thank you for listening. Bye.